In his 2004 book, Reich of the Black Sun, Farrell wrote, "It is perhaps significant that some contemporary observers of the American space program and its odd 30-year-long holding pattern and tapestry of inconsistencies, lies, and obfuscations have long suspected that there are indeed two space programs inside the U.S. government, the public NASA one and the quasi-independent one based deep within covert and black projects. This idea is somewhat supported by the fact that the space programs of Russia and America moved along different paths. At the start, the Russians proved more capable of attaining spaceflight than the Americans. Under the leadership of their brilliant engineer, Sergei Korolev, the Russians produced giant heavy-lift rockets, while their American counterparts were busy developing the internal technology for guidance and control. The Soviet Russians were first to launch a satellite, Sputnik, into Earth's orbit, 1957. To orbit a man, Colonel Yuri Gagarin, and return him safely, 1961. To place a live animal, the dog Laika, 1957, and Valentina Tereshkova, the first woman into orbit, 1963. To land unmanned vehicles on the moon, 1970. To conduct an extravehicular spacewalk by cosmonauts, and to place nuclear warheads on intercontinental ballistic missiles, ICBM. Both nations used captured Nazi V-2 rockets to begin their space programs. A common joke in the 1950s involved an argument between a Russian and an American. "Our German scientists are better than your German scientists," they shouted at each other. Yet the evidence indicates that the American rocket scientists were indeed placed into a holding pattern while their Soviet counterparts caught up with their technology. William E. Winterstein, Sr., a retired U.S. Army lieutenant colonel and one of the rocket engineers on NASA's Apollo team, noted in his 2002 book, Gestapo, USA, "The space history of this country reveals that during the 1950s, the von Braun team had developed a multi-stage rocket by adding solid propellant rocket stages to a Redstone rocket as booster." In 1956, such a rocket with two solid stages made successful high-speed rocket re-entry tests with model warheads covered with ablative heat protection.